I'm Scarlett Douglas, and you're listening to the Motivation Mixtape Podcast. Over the series, we're going to be hearing from some of the almost superhuman athletes that make up our British Olympic and Paralympic teams as they prepare to compete at one of the world's greatest sporting events, Rio 2016. We'll be finding out what it takes to become a world-class competitor.
You're in sport and you have to grow thick skin, and if you're going to let this get to you, then you're not the athlete that I thought you was.
What motivates them to succeed.
That disappointment spurred me on so much.
And the music that inspires them when they train.
It was the first song that I listened to in my car when I first got a car and learnt to drive again after my accident.
As they each build their own motivation mixtape. Our special guest on this episode is the woman they call Hurricane Hannah, a formidable force not only on the track but in life as well. It's Paralympic hero and wheelchair racer Hannah Cockcroft. Hello, Hannah.
Hello.
So later on, I'll be looking forward to hearing your music choices. But before we go there, I just want to find out a bit more about you. So first of all, tell me what exactly it is that you do.
So I'm a wheelchair racer. I race in the T34 classification, which in the Paralympics, the T stands for track athlete. And then the 34 stands for my impairment. So I had two cardiac arrests at birth, which left me with brain damage in patchy places on my brain. And that in turn affects the use of my legs. So I use a wheelchair to get around. And also I have a slight impairment in my hands and arms. And yeah, I race distances on the track over the 100, 200, 400 and 800 metres. I went to London 2012, I became double Paralympic champion. I'm also triple world champion and double European champion too.
Wow, just a few then.
Yeah, just, you know, nice selection.
I know you can walk small distances, and I know because of that you did receive quite a bit of criticism over your last qualification at the London 2012 Games, is that correct?
A lot of the girls that I raced against argued that, you know, I could stand up and I could walk. But actually, every girl in my race can stand up and walk. So it was a silly criticism. I think the thing that I've learned is that when you're doing well, people will find any reason to kind of tear you down and find a reason for your doing well that isn't, I train really hard and I work really hard day in, day out. People want kind of an easy excuse as to why you're winning. And that's what people decided about me. And you know what? That's fine, because they've since got to know me and actually seen, oh, you know, maybe we were wrong and maybe you are what you say you are.
Yeah. So how did you deal with that initially?
It was really tough. To begin with, it was really tough. And I was lucky that I obviously had great parents, but I also had an amazing coach with me at the time. And, you know, he kind of just pulled me to one side one day when it all got a bit too much. And he just said, you know what? You're in sport and you have to grow thick skin, and if you're going to let this get to you, then you're not the athlete that I thought you was. And I think I just had so much respect for him that I felt like, you know, if he can say that, then I really do just need to grow up here and realise what's going on. And I think the more involved you get with it, the more you kind of get used to the politics that are involved in sport. They're not really seen from the outside world, but there's so much kind of backbiting and backstabbing, and it's what people have to do to get to the top, I guess. And really, I just had to teach myself that that's what jealousy does to you, and that's how people kind of make themselves feel better. So I kind of just got over it. And on the days that it still gets me down a little bit, I just have to look at my gold medals now.
So let's get into the real reason as to why you're here. I want to talk to you about the music that inspires you and what it is about these songs that drive you to succeed. So firstly, would you say that music is quite a big part of your life?
Yeah, massively. I mean, well, music, I'm just addicted to concerts. I'm always going to gigs, but it's something that I've always been interested in throughout my childhood. And, you know, since starting sport, it's something that can either hype you up for training, or it can calm you down if you're nervous for something, or can get you all excited. And yeah, it's a really useful tool.
If you were to have your own mixtape, what would you say would be track number one?
Well, McFly, as I said, are my favourite band. And my favourite song of theirs is called No Worries. It's one that not many people have actually heard of. I've seen them sing it live once, and they kind of sung it as a quartet, no instruments, just their voices. And it was just the most magical moment. The lyrics are just so relaxing. I like to listen to it. You know, if I'm worrying about the race that's about to happen, I just find it a really good song that just helps me kind of escape and just make me realise that actually, you know, this is not the end of the world. Whatever's happening right now, there's always something worse happening somewhere else. So just chill out. It's time that this will never fall.
the sunset. I'm glad I share this with you. You set me free. Show me how my life can be. How did this happen to me? Yeah.
So gearing up now for your second Olympic Games, did you ever think that you'd get this far when you first started?
No, not at all. People always say to me, like, oh, so have you always wanted to be an athlete? And, you know, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a singer, I wanted to be an actress, I wanted to be in the police. Athlete was probably the last on everyone's, including mine, list of things that Hannah is going to be. And even when I started wheelchair racing, like I said, it was just fun. The Paralympics was never a goal, it was never an end aim, it was just another step. And I think, obviously, after London, that all changed, and I had to not take it seriously, but I had to seriously think about, is this what I want to do for the rest of my life? And London was just so incredible that the answer was yes. So, yeah, my second Paralympic Games now, going into Rio, and it's exciting. It's a lot different of a feeling to what London was. There was no pressure going into London, but now going into Rio, and I hold every title and every world record, and people kind of know my name now, so there's expectation on top of me, and that's a little bit scary, but just try not to think of that.
No. Do you feel that pressure now then, do you think?
Yeah, I do. When I think about it, I feel it massively. Just, you know, people are always so supportive and so lovely, but you kind of sometimes as an athlete, you kind of feel that and you're like, oh, I don't want to let this many people down. Like, so many people have helped me so much, and if I go and don't do the race and to the best of my ability, or I mess something up and I don't win the gold, then everyone's gonna be so disappointed. And I know in the back of my head that's not true. Like, everyone who supported me this far is probably going to be proud just by the fact that you've made the team. But
100%,
yeah. Exactly, it's a driving force, I think.
What would be the second song on your mixtape?
It would be the script, Hall of Fame. For me, that is my London 2012 song. You know, when I hear that, I think of London, because it was just played everywhere for so long, and any highlights video that was made or little montage or something, that was the song that went with it. And I won 2 gold medals at my first ever Paralympic Games. I'm pretty sure that puts you in a Hall of Fame somewhere.
Yeah, you can be the greatest, you can be the best, you can be the King Kong banging on your chest, you can beat the world, you can beat the war, you can talk the guy, go banging on his door. You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock, yeah. You can move a mountain, you can break rocks. You can be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you can find yourself. Standing in the Hall of Fame.
Number 3.
So my third one would be For Good from the musical Wicked. Me and my best friend sang this song, and we recorded it, and we sang it for our GCSE exam piece, and I got an A*, just adding that in there. But it just always reminds me of her. You know, she took me to see Wicked for my 21st birthday. She made me the dress from Wicked, and then she put so much effort into it. And we just kind of consider it our song.
I have been changed for good. And just to clear the air, I ask forgiveness for the things I've done you blame me for. But then I guess we know there's blame to share.
My fourth track would be Flawless by Beyoncé.
I love a bit of Beyoncé. So is that a song that you listen to whilst you're training, or is that just something when you need to get in the zone or if you feel down?
It's another song that I listen to before I race. You know, it's all about just being happy with who you are and kind of like, yeah, like bow down to me. And that's, I think that's so good to kind of go into a race with that confidence and just feeling like you are the best. And it's got a good beat to it as well to push along to. So I just love a bit of Beyoncé.
In your sport, what would you say is more important, the physical side of it or the mental strength?
I think they're both important, but definitely the physical strength. As wheelchair racers or as Paralympians even, our equipment gets so much attention. You know, people always asking, oh, well, you know, who has a better chair and does that make you go faster and why did you change this, why did you change that? And you meet so many athletes who focus so much on that, you know, like focus so much on, oh, I need to get some new wheels, I need to get a lighter frame. And they forget that actually the chair is, it's just a chassis, you know, where the engine, where the people, where the things that's moving it and making it go fast. So it's the training, you know, you've got to get strong, you've got to get fit, you've got to get fast. And sometimes people forget that side of things. You can think what you like and you can eat what you like and you can sleep however much you want, but actually if you don't train, then you're not really going to get any faster.
Yeah, of course. Okay, what would be next up after that?
The next one will be World's Greatest by R. Kelly, I think.
R. Kelly, yep, indeed.
Yeah. So this one, well, the World Championships last year were held in Doha and it was the first World Championships where I wasn't guaranteed to win. So I was... It was tough, you know, I wasn't in the best headspace. I was always nervous about my races. I was really worried about what was about to happen. And my roommate, Samantha Kinghorn, she put this song on and it just kind of became the anthem of the championships for us, I think. Every time one of us raced, we would sing it to the other person. And, you know, Sammy won a bronze medal and obviously I won 3 golds. So we did as well as we could have, really. And it's just nice, the memories that go along with it, I think. It's nice that we kind of made a new friendship because of this song. So.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks, R. Kelly. Thanks for that.
Yeah, thanks, R. Kelly. I'm that star up in the sky. I'm that mountain peak up high. Hey, I made it. I'm the world's greatest. And I'm that little bit of hope. When my back's against the ropes, I can feel it. I'm the world's greatest.
What would be track number 6?
Track number 6 would be Summer Paradise by Simple Plan. Prior to London 2012, I flew out to Australia for 2 months to train and to compete just in the warm weather. It was my longest time ever away from home and it was quite tough. You know, I was 19 and I wasn't really with people that I knew that well. But I had an absolutely amazing time and this song was kind of, I think, number one. Or it was in the charts. And it was always on the radio whilst out there. So every time I hear it, it reminds me of Australia and, you know, travelling to Bondi Beach and travelling kind of around Sydney Harbour. Just a lot of really nice memories, really like happy and sunny memories. And yeah, it just reminds me of a good trip.
And track number 7, please.
Track number 7 for me is Coldplay, The Scientist. I actually went to see Coldplay live last week.
Oh, how were they?
They were incredible. But yeah. Everyone knows they played the closing ceremony for the Paralympic Games in London. And when they played this song last week, all these memories came rushing back. When they sang this song, when it came to, now let's go back to the start, that bit, everyone just joined in because we all just wanted to do the Paralympics all over again. You know, we all just wanted to do this whole amazing, incredible opportunity and experience again. It was just like I was back in the Olympic Stadium. It just felt like, it kind of like feels like I'm going home again. I was just guessing the numbers and figures, pulling the puzzles apart. Questions.
So hang on, what I want to know is, I've heard that at the 2012 Games, you wanted your mum and dad sat kind of way out the way so that you couldn't see them.
Oh, I did, yeah. Well, when we race not like a domestic race, just around Britain, it literally is like your mum, your dad and your dog stood on the finish line waiting for you. Like, nobody comes to watch and it's so distracting because my mum's like, come on, push quicker. And you just want to get in an argument with them, like, do you want to come and do this? It's really hard work. And I just thought, you know, in London, if I you know, I really want to focus, you know, I really want to give the best performance that I can. And I thought, if I can see them, they're just going to distract me because dad will be crying and mum will be waving and I'll want to wave back. And I'll just like, no, I just don't want to see any of that. So I said to them, right, away. I don't want to see any of yous. And they did, bless them, and they listened to me. But after I'd won gold, I couldn't have regretted it more. The only people I wanted to see was my mum and dad, and I couldn't find them anywhere. And they literally were at the back of the stadium for both races. So I won't be telling them to do that in Rio.
So in Rio, you're going to want them right at the front, yeah?
I want them right at the front, on the finish line, front row. I want to be able to see them.
So let's talk about Rio now then. Do you have any predictions for Team GB?
Oh, I think our team is way stronger than it was in London. So hopefully we'll smash our medal tally there. Other than that, you know, I'm selfishly completely focused on myself. So that's all you could do. You can only control your own performances.
Yeah. Would you say that you've got a fierce competitor out there?
Yeah. I recently had my 800-metre world record broken by Alexa Halko in America. So I guess she's my fierce competition in the eight. I actually lost my first race ever last year to my British teammate, Carrie Denigan. So I guess she's my fiercest competition in the 400. And, well, the 100, I'm quietly confident. There's not really anyone near me at the moment. So if we're betting on a gold, that's the one I'm going for.
Okay, so Hannah, the final three tracks that we've asked you to pick are the big ones. So first up, we want to know, what is your ultimate hype track? What song do you turn to get you pumped up?
Skepta, Hold On. I can't remember who introduced me to this song. I think it was one of those where people were like, oh, I'll try this. And I was like, oh, I'm never going to like it. Why would I listen to that kind of music? I like McFly and, you know, Busted, not Skepta. But I listened to it and it's just got such a catchy chorus. And again, it's just all about believing in yourself and fighting for what you know you can do. And like I said, it's got that one line, you are undefeatable. And I just love that. I think that's such a good thing to have in your head when you enter a race. You know, just believing that I can win this. You know, no one else can beat me. I'm the best in the world. And just that confidence that you can carry through from this song. Whenever you feel like letting go and you've got your back against the wall, you are on the fetal bone. Skepta, yeah.
Woo! Okay, so next on the track list is your Rio anthem, the song that sums up your journey on the road to Rio so far.
I picked Rachel Platten, Fight Song. And I picked this one just because the journey to Rio has been so different from what the journey to London was. No one really sees what happens behind the scenes. No one really sees, you know, people making comments about your disability. No one sees the hard work on the track. No one sees kind of the setbacks that you have to go through, injury and, you know, problems with coaches and problems with family and friends. And I feel like I've had a lot more of that to deal with the last 4 years than I did in the lead up to London. Until last year, I had a 7-year unbeaten title behind me. I'd never been beaten in my career. And there was just so much to uphold that a lot of it has actually fallen away in the last 4 years. And at the time of it happening, it feels like the end of the world. But actually, it just makes you a stronger person and a stronger athlete if you can pull through the other side and keep pushing and keep going and keep trying to win.
Finally, to complete your mixtape, I want to hear what you picked for your gold record. So the first song you would put on to celebrate taking home another gold medal.
My gold medal song is going to be Shine A Light from McFly.
McFly again, you don't say.
I did wonder if I was allowed to McFly's, but apparently it was
allowed. Oh yeah, you've got to do what you got to do, yeah.
It's just one of those songs that genuinely, I think, makes you happy when you hear it. You can't help but dance along to it, sing along to the chorus a lot, and I can just imagine now, with 3 gold medals around my neck and being in a big room with all my friends and this song comes on, and I just know the room would just go wild. And, you know, it's kind of like shine a light on her, like this is my moment, and I'm pretty much just gonna soak it up, I think. So it seemed to quite fit as well. If anybody sees her,
Thanks so much, Hannah. That's everything. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
You too. Thank you for having me.
And yeah, all the best with it all. And I'm sure I'll see you up there with gold.
Thank you. I hope so.
The Motivation Mixtape Podcast is an original production by Audioboom.